Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
RTE would like to apologise for Hugh Wallace's various statements on geographical locations around Ireland. Please have Hugh Wallace on the show every day. Thank you. Brilliant, says Mary Farrell. Mary, we'll be writing apologies and dealing with the complaints all the way through. I can see there's no love lost between Hugh and Dermot. Great to hear him on the radio this morning. All I say about Dermot is he's put the women of this country mad, and he's hurt bank balances all over our island, says a man on text. In actual fact, he was praising Dermot for having... Well, what was he praising him? He said he's influenced design. He didn't say it was good. Okay, I get it now. And Margaret says her grandson and 8 of his friends were in Emerald Park Sunday night for a birthday party. Had fantastic fun. Thomas says a couple of years ago, the extended family, lots of cousins, descended on Emerald Park for the day out. They rode the Cuchulainn roller coaster 12 times. Mother of God, that's absolutely extraordinary. Now, this is the busiest season of the year, you'll understand. For paranormal investigator PJ O'Sullivan, he is widely known for his escapades in this area. He goes around castles and old prisons, ruins of manor houses and so on. And you'll find himself and his team looking for evidence of the afterlife. PJ, he's been ghost hunting for over 20 years. He is from Guinea-Gilla and he's on the line. Good morning, PJ O'Sullivan.
Good morning, Oliver. Very happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween to you. Ihaunahuna, I think is what you say. You've been very busy lately and you do have a normal job, first of all, don't you?
I do indeed. Very different. I'm actually working in sales. I'm acting with Creamer Heating and Plumbing. They're in Tralee and Newcastle West.
Perfect. Good to have you of sound mind and spirit. And over the weekend, where were you? You in Tipperary doing searching for spirits?
I was indeed. We did a 2-night lockdown in Redwood Castle. It's in Larnan, Tipperary.
Yeah, Norman Castle.
It is indeed. So what we did is we arrived on Saturday.
Yeah.
Set up our equipment. We had some members of the public and guests with us. So we locked down for Saturday night and Sunday night.
Stay there.
We did indeed. It's a case of, I always say, people would often say, you come from a normal job, but yet you're a bit crazy weekends in paranormal. But that is the joys of it. But no, we did. We had Saturday night, and obviously Halloween, a lot of people take more interest in paranormal at Halloween versus all times of the year. But we did. We went, and we had an amazing 2 nights. We had events we captured EVP, which would be disembodied voices. So we captured those. One was even saying, get out.
Electro voice phenomenium.
I know, it's a bit of a tongue twister. Even I stay away from it at times.
Okay, EVPs. What is it actually recording, that the electromagnetic something, is it?
Yes, yeah, so the idea behind it is you would use a dictaphone. So I always say the best ghost hunting equipment tool, and people say ghosts, spirits, whatever tagline someone wants to use. But I always say you're actually the best one yourself, because when you go into these castles and or manor houses, whatever it may be, with the lights are on, everything looks good. But then when you turn off the lights, when you strip away all the distractions, all the noise, you're sitting in a room, your senses are heightened.
Oh yeah.
Your eyes for shadows, your ears for listening, your body to feel temperature changes, even your nose to smell. You are the best. You'll often go into a room and you can feel it's very tense.
Focus.
And then you can go
on
back and feel it's very flat.
Yeah.
But you would ask a question, allow 15-second gap, because you have to allow time for them to build energy to respond. And the idea behind it is we are paranormal research, we're investigating. So we're trying to see if there's someone there, and if there is, who is there, and try to get a feel for their story.
So you and a group of 10 people in Redwood Castle in Tip at the weekend.
The team was there both nights, and then we had different guests on Saturday and Sunday, because we're organization.
Do you stay up all night?
We do indeed. Well, we usually start investigating around 9:30,
yeah,
and we usually finish up around 3 or 4, and we stay on site then as well for the rest of the night.
Okay, sorry, I talked over you. The bit you said, it's non-profit.
Yeah, we do all this for passion. Everything we do comes out of our pocket, our time, our travel, everything. All we do is, we like to support these buildings, because without them, we'd have no access. And they're part of your Irish history.
They are.
So any fee that's ever charged goes directly to the location for maintenance and upkeep.
So how did your search for ghosts go at the weekend?
It went very well. People got a bit unnervy on the Sunday night, because there's a chapel and a priest room in the castle, and they're side by side on the second floor. And the priest's door actually opened while we were mid-investigation. And these doors now are not like your normal door. They're thick wooden doors. They have the old-style latches.
Yeah.
You couldn't just like blow one open, because I always say, as a paranormal investigator, you can't assume everything is paranormal.
Yeah.
You have to look for logic and reason.
Oh, good.
But if there is, so like you can't just go, oh yeah, that was paranormal. No, that's the idea of the cameras. So I would have 5 to 6 cameras rolling with about 10 hours recording on each camera. And then we review every piece of that afterwards. So until we've seen and gone through everything, then we'll say, okay, this is what we found. We always share our captures on our socials. And I always say, I leave it up to you to decide.
What did you discover, PJ? Tell us what you heard, what you saw.
Well, I'm afraid, because it's only been a week, so obviously we haven't downloaded everything.
Still downloading.
But like
still
on the night when we listened back on our dictaphones, we actually got an EVP of Get Out. Then there was two people, temperature change. I felt like there was a
an
child
EVP,
there.
You heard a voice say, get out.
That's right. A disembodied voice actually said, get out.
It's fairly disembodied,
so
all right.
They didn't want us in that area. But sometimes you'll have a spirit person, man, woman, child, whatever someone wants to call them. You might have one blocking the others from coming forward. So that's the thing. But we had one saying, get out. And in the same room before, we had an EVP, a disembodied voice of death. So you can go from that extreme to, for example, we were doing Tarbert, Bridewell and Gail. And when we investigate, we lock down. There's no contamination. We don't bring under 18s. We don't bring kids. So picture, we're locked down in Tarbert, Bridewell and Gail. Adults only, no contamination. Yet on one of our investigations, we get a child laughing, going, ha, ha. So if we didn't bring a child with us,
Holy Mother,
who is the child? But that's
were you
that's
scared?
Mean you can go from real jack of
were
get
you scared,
out
PJ?
Death, but you can also come across, we'll say something like that, and don't forget you've residual, which might be tied to the building.
PJ, were you scared when you heard the voices?
Whenever I hear, the one that always catches me is when you're at home on your own, you're there reviewing footage, and you get a help me. That's the one that always catches. And in my time, I've had about 5 or 6 of those.
Help me.
And they're the ones that always kind of give you that eerie feeling, because you didn't want to go back and find out, can you re-engage with who that was and can you do anything to help?
Peter, what would we do here now in the radio centre if we wanted to conjure up a spirit?
Well, you see, I always say it's not conjuring. Like,
oh, sorry,
there's so many movies out there.
But it's Halloween today. The veil between this world and the next is at its thinnest. We want
correct
to tickle
and of
the
course
phantasms.
You've also on the second as well. So
on the penumbra of the spirit verse. This is a very haunted, historic, crumbling place. It seems to have all of the kind of criteria we'd need. Many guests and presenters who have since passed, they had life-changing incidents here.
Then you need to get me in there for a night and you join us.
Well, if the halls could talk in here, they'd probably scream, oh wait, I'd have to spend the night in RTE.
Well, I'll tell you, the way I always say it is like, spirits, man, woman, child, I like to think of them as people, because these were living people. So I like to come at a line with respect of acknowledging and trying to find out who they are. But yes, they do claim that this is the weakest time, but yet, as I say, we investigate all year round.
And your mammy told you to set this up, didn't she, just before she passed away? Puka Vogue is the name of your non-profit.
I had been on a previous group where I learned, we'll say, my trade through experience and going so forth. But life happens and people's lives evolve and they're a little older. So I wanted to stay at it. And my mom was passing of cancer at the time.
Ah.
And she was kind of looking at me, being around the place. She was like, set up your own, go. And of course, she was a great woman for it to have a bit of a laugh with things, because she was a non-believer.
Yeah.
And it's not my place to make anyone believe. But when she started seeing and hearing what we captured, she got into it herself.
Did she?
So she said to me, right, set up your own. I want to see it done before I die. And of course, she was on, you know, she was obviously going to terminal. Her time was limited.
Yeah.
So she never put the pressure on me. So I set up Puka Vogue Paranormal. My son, Leo, is on the team. And he'd grown up, of course, with this all his life.
He believes as well. He believes as well, Leo.
He does indeed. He grew up with this all his life. His partner, Eva, always had an interest in paranormal. And then we had two friends, Rory and Veronica. And we've regular guests like Pam and Alan to come along. So the team was just already there under my nose.
My God. Do you know what Freud has said about ghosts? That it's our own personal conflicts and unfinished business from the past comes up to haunt the present. He called it the return of the repressed.
I think everyone has their own take on it. And I always say with respect to people, because I don't claim to be psychic or medium. As I always say, it's not my place to tell anyone to believe. I just share what we find.
I love this about you. I love it about you, PJ, that you're not trying to exploit anyone or make a few. And of course,
no,
never mind that lad
Freud.
Never mind that lad Freud. We need to sell Ireland to the tourists. So we said well, there's no ghosts here.
Actually, the amount of people that do come to Ireland to visit these locations when they do see them online. So that's the thing. We're helping part of Irish heritage, but we're also investigating getting our own paranormal.
I've had the experience in a rectory in Donegal once upon a time, a knocking at the door, I can tell you.
Well, I'll tell you, knocking on the door, because we will have to knock, ask first, give us two knocks for yes, one for no, knock on the door. But I remember one time we were in Redwood Castle, and again, it was the priest's room. So myself and the members of the public, the guests, were in the room, so everyone was accounted for. Next thing, the door starts, it's like someone's pushing it, and it is really racking, getting louder and louder. We're all in the room. We're like, open the door, come into the room. I was like, I invite you in. Sure enough, the door opens. And as I say, it's a twist latch. It's not like, we'll say, your standard door that can just open.
PJ, people can follow your investigations on the YouTube channel or go to PookaVogueParanormalIreland.com. Happy Halloween.
Well, I always say to them, because we had to set up a new Facebook page when we last started asking.
Is there
Facebook,
a PJ in the
Instagram
room?
And TikTok
I have to go,
is
PJ.
Where they'll find most of our information.
Oh, on TikTok as well.
TikTok and Instagram, you'll definitely get us.
Thanks so much. Goodbye, PJ.
Thank you. Have a good, happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.